Blog Talk Radio.
Hey world, what's up? It's Miss P, and I am so excited to be back on the air with you beautiful people. Today we're going to have on the show SK, and he's going to be talking to us a little bit about his upcoming projects, his music, his life, his glory, all those good things. I just wanted to take a second really quick to give everybody a shout-out. I mean, for those that have been very supportive and everything with the magazine, because as you guys all know, that I'm launching a magazine, called Off the Page Magazine. So I'm looking for talent. I'm looking for children. I'm looking for women. I'm looking for any and everybody that has something to share and bring to the table. Photographers, makeup artists, designers, rappers, anybody in everywhere, at every place. I'm just looking for you. If you are that person, you know, you can send me an email at Miss P, that's MSP, at offthepagemagazine.com. I also wanted to take a quick second to give a shout out to Joey B, CR Bundy, Rose, Lady Cario, Dunny Brown, Patty Hearst. There's so many, the list goes on and on and on. Today there's only going to be a short segment of time because I have to get back to work and I have to grind so we can make this thing happen for the new year. But anybody that knows anybody that wants to, you know, go to the next step and have creativity and stuff like that, once again, my email is msp at offthepagemagazine.com. Or you can hit me up under the Instant Show on Facebook. So we're going to play a song for SK. He's going to be calling in a few minutes, so we're going to get right on, you know, our scheduled program and get things rolling and stuff like that. If anybody have any questions or if anybody have anything they want to say, the call-in number is 818-495-6975. Everything has changed as far as, like, switchboards and stuff like that, so if you guys can bear with me, that would be awesome because I haven't done the show in so long because I've been on the grind with the magazine, but I'm still trying to figure out all these features and everything. I mean, it's just amazing how many times people, like, update websites like Facebook and MySpace and stuff like that, and someone that's not as computer savvy, meaning myself, have to try to learn it all over again. So your patience tonight is greatly appreciated. But today we're going to drop a song for SK. It's going to be called New York Love. So we're going to listen to that. We're going to give it a few. He's going to be calling in. And so if anybody, any of his supporters, his fans, his listeners is out there and they want to ask any questions, please feel free. Again, the number is 818-495-6975. So in the meantime, let's, until we get him on the air, you know, let's listen to his song. This one is called New York Love by SK.
Cold, yeah, SK. Y'all love me now, right? But when I make it, that's when y'all see me, right? I'm doing me, cause I don't want no one to ruin me. I am a diamond in the rough, so they call me jewelry. Call me classes in session, I am the teacher. Mr. Miyagi, so no one is schooling me. No, not ever. People show less love when they see you better. Cold hearted with a hot head, no sweater. Ain't trying to warm up even though it feels fresher. People see me wildin', so they write to little letters. Where's that New York love at? Where did it go? Still got my competitive flow and ambition since I was 7 years old. Hard that is now, but never was cold. I feel like I could shove mics down your throat. Oh, cause New York has no love to show. Someone needs to bring success patrol. Cause there's so many roads, and I don't know which way to go. Getting this far, you fucking retard. Look, when I die, I promise you will miss me. I'm a real MC and I can make history. Fuck power and fame, I won't let it get me. SK, I'm something like a mystery. Cause you don't know what I'ma do next. Yo, $1 million dreams ain't nothing but illusions. Do you get the point or hit the middle of the toothpick? I know your mind is slower than a cruise ship. I was built to last. They used to tell me I could never do it. Now I'm doing it and I ain't scared. People regret loving me. Fuck it, I'm trying to live comfortably. Now I'm holding up two middle fingers saying you don't have to fuck with me. Gold diggers with their eyes on my luxury. Trust me, you will never get a buck from me.
Where's that New York love at?
nigga, but dreams bigger. Health good, but flow sicker. Think crazy, but I drinks no liquor. If you rappers be good, I might give a sticker. Yeah, right, y'all fools be showing no love, love a boy. But you chicks be choosing the thugs like Uggs. See, I wear them like a slipper. I'm a fly nigga who made the low dipper. SK, Swavy boy representer. SK, wait, I mean SK. On the mic, I'm a rock roller. No, SK, I got him. SK, spend money for his Ralph collar. SK, the Don daughter, yes, I got him. I bet you love me now, right? Nah. But maybe if a deal came with it, right? Crazy. It's a cold year. But I'm running things.
Yes, so that was SK, and that was New York Love. That was pretty awesome. You went really hard on that, and I'm really feeling it. So we're just waiting for him to give us a call in. In the meantime, you know, if there's anything that anybody want to call in and ask about Off the Page magazine, which would be launching at the end of the year, upcoming year, working really hard, trying to get all the, you know, bases together and things of that nature. We did our first shoot last Saturday for the cover. The first cover of the first issue with BR and Time Bomb, who is actually playing tonight. So, you know, I'm supposed to be at that show, so I'm going to try to make it there. But, you know, I've been hitting the gym really, really hard, and I've been taking a lot of classes. So, you know, they're all interesting. And, by the way, Crunch Gym, if you guys have one in your area, look up the rates, look up the schedule, look up the classes, and get in it to win it, because they basically have, like, the most classes at any gym that I have found so far, and it's totally awesome. So back to what I was saying about the class. So I took a class the other night, and I actually took two, one at lunch and one after work, and may I just say that I took a pole dancing class. And, yes, Miss P was in pain. I said, you know what, I'm not going to give up on this because I hate to think that I'm a quitter at anything, but, oh, my goodness, it is such a workout. For the ladies that's out there, if you're really looking to define your body and, you know, really looking for, you know, to bring that sexy back in your life and stuff like that, because it totally makes you feel sexy and it totally makes you feel amazing, please go to a pole class. The, Crunch has the most affordable classes, so just look them up in your area and, you know, see what you can do about getting in there and being in it to win it, you know, things of that nature. Right now, until SK calls in, hopefully he's calling in soon, because, again, this show is a real limited show tonight because I have so much on the agenda for this evening, so I hope he calls in soon. I'm going to play a song by C.R. Bundy featuring Joey Brown Eyes and Rose. It's called Lust for Life. Lust for Life. Enjoy.
I'm living lies, and I stumbled upon a blessing. Your smell will bring the word beauty to a recession. Confessions follow me as I headed in your direction. Confusion swallow me because the angel was in my presence. Your holy eyes on me, the feeling was so pleasant. Your hand reached out on my cheek, it was caressing. Your touch dangerous, I need an order of protection. The word flawless was exactly your complexion. The only thing as good as you, baby, is your reflection. No words needed at all, we had that connection. Her lips locked as I hold you in my possession. Your honey glazed lips is the reason for my obsession. You could take my life if I ever show deception. You could take my life if I ever show neglection. Cause when it comes to breaking hearts, Rose got a collection. But the car changed your heart with your profession. Damn, what I had to lay eyes on you. Who'd have known love was a drug, baby, disguised as you. Out of all the girls in the world, mama, I think it's you. To give a ring to me, I give a ring to you. Both at the altar, till we say I do. Leave stone like Jesus, stone rocks on you. Honeymoon's on the moon, that's what I can do. And if it's impossible, I make it possible. I think we got that juggernaut love, feeling unstoppable, yeah. Not even death could ever do us part. I swear we got that pathway we love forever, hunt your heart. But if there's ever an end, baby, you the start. And if my heart's the bullseye, baby, you the dart. Worth describing your physical features, shit, simply art. And I'm never clipper, so we'll never part. You can't throw that much in the bag, go get a shopping cart. See? I never loved one so crucial, one of the special things that you do.
this heart of mine. Used to think I had backbone, you kind of wrapped my spine. And your spell I fell under. Used to have my guard up, but you doing COVID numbers. Just call it Dundee, cause your boy going under. I'm just a street rat trying to get in your cave of wonders. The wonders are going on that magic carpet ride. You just bring your heart and your smile, the rest I provide.
Featuring Rose. And we have a call on the line. Calling you on the line with Miss P.
It's SK.
Hey, SK. How are you today? I was getting a little worried. I was like, where is the star of the night? You know, like, what is going on?
Okay.
Okay, so we just played your song, New York Love, which is one of my favorites. And, you know, I'm so glad that you're on the show with us tonight. I'm so grateful, you know, for your talents and you sharing it with us tonight. So being that we kind of like limited on time right now, I'm just going to jump right in. I hope that's okay. So basically, you know, just tell us about yourself. What inspires you to, you know, to become, you know, to be who you are today? What's your main focus of inspiration?
Well, most likely, well, now, I have a lot of fans and listeners and people who support me, so I can't make sure I keep getting on my grind and do what they like to listen to, you know?
Right, exactly. So what's one of your favorite songs out of all of the songs that you have produced and you know, written and things of that nature? Which one means the most to you and why?
I would have to say New York Love, because that's mm-hmm. when I really came out of my shell and spoke everything that was on my mind at the time, you know?
Right. So what do you mean in your show? Were you like a shy guy growing up? Tell me a little bit about that. Elaborate a little bit. I'm interested in that comment. Your show, were you like...
When I first came out, I was focused on, like, making girls' music, you know, stuff for girls and whatnot. And then I decided after a while that I really started to really, really like hip-hop. So I just brought a new sound.
Right, and I like it because it's different, and I like the, you know, SK, you know, and I'm like, whoa, okay, this is powerful. I like it, you know, have me bopping my head. I actually have that song on my iPod, too, so I do listen to it on, you know, I put my iPod on random, so when it comes up, I'm on the train bopping my head, having everybody looking at me like, all right, it must be good. It is. Trust me, guys, it's good.
Yeah,
so that's the stuff. So tell us a little bit more about when did you start music? You know, how many years have you been doing it? You know, what are your goals for the future?
Well, I've always wrote music, like, since I was very young, you know. But I never really recorded until about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, future plans is right now I'm working on a demo, so after I'm done with this, it's a completely new sound. I'm going to be emailing it to a lot of different labels and managers or whatever, you know?
Right. So we have something to look forward to pretty soon. Is this something that is going to be dropping this fall or next year? So, you know, let me know because I love music on my iPod, I swear.
Yeah, most likely I would probably next year because I want to take a lot of time in it. Right now I only have about 3 songs done, completed. But most mm-hmm. of it is already written, but I like to spend more time on it.
Right. So is there, like, any other artists that you're working with, or is this a solo project?
I really plan to keep the demo solo, everything, all me. But I don't know. I might have some singers on there.
Right. It'd be nice, you know, to mix it up a little bit, you know, throw a person in you on a, you know, what do you call those things, a bar? You know, I'm learning. I'm learning. So you guys have to bear with me. You know, one time I interviewed someone and they told us, like, when they met me in person at a showcase, they was like, oh, I thought you were white. And I'm like, wow, okay, great. You know, maybe because I'm not white. I just was like, great, you know, wow, okay. But it's nothing wrong with being white either, guys, you know. But it's just like I just couldn't even imagine that. That's what he thought. He said, oh, because you really don't know so much about, you know, certain words and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, you know, that's why we're here to learn. So I've learned that, you know, when someone comes on the track, it's a bar, right? Am I correct? Like it's
when
a bar or verse or, you know, someone
collab,
that's like. Yeah, like collaboration, and then they're spitting a verse in a bar, something like that, right?
Yeah, verse is 16 bars.
Okay, I'm getting it, SK. I'm getting it. It's a shame, but I'm getting it. I'm more like the, you know, the business type person, you know. That's really, you know, I'm like, it all sounds good to me. I don't know the difference, but I'm learning. So tell us, do you have children, little brothers, little sisters, people that, you know, you are role models for?
Yeah, I have two little sisters and two older brothers.
Sweet. No children, right?
Yeah, no kids at all.
So tell us, because I was given some questions to ask you from, you know, some people that are going to be tuning in tonight. So every time I do a show, we have a website. It's called the intuneshow.webs.com. And anyone can join and everything like that. So people give me questions to ask. And one of the questions that I was asked to ask you was, you know, how old were you and do you have a girlfriend? That's the typical question because I guess, you know, people saw your profile pictures and stuff like that. Now they're curious to these questions. It's always the ladies. It's always the ladies. And I know certain ones that, you know, have been supportive to me. And, you know, every project that I do, they always ask that question. So for the ladies' purposes, they want to know your age, your sign, and if you have a girlfriend.
Well, I'm 18. I'm a Scorpio.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And no girlfriend, no, not at all.
Yay, I guess they'd be happy to hear that. My friends are a trip, I'm telling you. Okay, so at 18, wow, that's phenomenal. That's even more impressive for me, you know, because I have a son that just turned 18 Wednesday that just passed.
Yeah.
So I really commend you at what you're doing and the strides that you're taking so far at your age because a lot of people aren't, you know, that way older aren't doing what you're doing. So, you know, I see you going far, and I also look forward to the interview and spread in the magazine and everything of that nature. And I will be sending you details on that. It's just like putting together a magazine is so complex, and I never knew that it would be so intense, I tell you. But I appreciate your patience. I really do. So tell us, where can people yes, thank you so much for that. So tell us, where can people go to listen to your music, to find more information about you? Give us all your social networks, all the pages, everything that you have so people can look you up for those who don't know about you.
Well, Twitter is at TheRealSK. I spell my name ESVKAY. Facebook, AuthenticSK. I didn't put a T in authentic, so it's just NIC at the end. I just made a Tumblr account, so that's thisusualeducation.tumblr.com, however that works. I forgot how the URL is, but let me see. Music page is the same thing, Authentic SK, and I just did like a poetry page not too long ago. It's called This Usual Education.
Yes, that's beautiful. So do you have something that you can share with us as far as poetry? You know, is there something that you have that you can share on air right now? I know I'm putting you on the spot, but, you know, I love poetry, I love music, stuff of that nature. Do you have something that you have memorized off the top of your head?
Nah, nothing memorized, but I can pull it out right now.
I know, right? Like, Miss P, I'm going to kill you, putting you on the spot just like that, right? So where did
like,
you get the name? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Wait, where did I get what name?
SK. How did you generate that? How did you come about that name? What
does
it mean?
Junior high school, they used to call me Skills because I was good at drawing and whatnot. I did, like, graffiti back then. And I also have down my Tumblr account as well. You could see... Yeah, I used to do graffiti, and then eventually I grew out of the name because it seemed like a little young, you know, like immature. So I'd rather to have a name with a meaning behind it. So I just took the first two letters and spelled it out so it's not so simple.
Right. It's really, really unique. And honestly, I was pronouncing it wrong. So I was so glad that I listened to your music for the last past week. And, you know, and you said it so much like SK because I was pronouncing it Easy K.
Yeah, a lot of people say that. A lot of people say it. So I'm used to that by now.
Oh, right. But, you know, it's so disrespectful to, you know, imagine, hey, SK, thank you for coming on the Intune show. And you're like, who in the hell is that? That's not my name. It's P, okay? So I was so glad that you had it in your song and it was just like SK. And I was like, oh, okay, good. This is good. This is good. Okay.
Yeah, I try to say it a lot.
Right. I'm so grateful to that. And I know a lot of people are because I swear I was just like, is this Easy K? Or, you know, I just, you know, I wouldn't have never known. So I'm just so glad that you are so powerful in your, you know, your stance when it comes to that because, you know, a lot of people can misconstrue the name, you know. But it's cool how you put it all together. So are you currently in school or are you just out right now just working on your career?
No, I actually graduated out of high school, so... Right now, I'm just on my career to the max. I don't plan on going to college or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you're still young. I mean, you can always pick up classes along the way. When you make it big and you get that record label thing going and, you know, you get signed and all that stuff, you can always take online classes on the road, you know, and just pick up something from there. So it's never no stress. I mean, at 18 is amazing. I wish I could turn back the hands of time, I swear, and be 18 again. You know, you have your full life ahead of you. You're talented. You're very articulate. I see things going really, really far for you. I have no doubts in my mind about your career and what's out there for you. You're hungry.
Yeah.
You're ready. You're willing. You're able. And that's all the formula that you need to be successful as a African-American man out there. So I applaud you for all that you're doing. And I look forward to all that's to come with you. You must keep us updated from time to time, you know, on your record and, you know, your mixtape and everything. And anything that comes out, even if it's bad things and you just want to get on and talk about it, hey, I'm here. We're here for you, you know, because at the Intune show, everybody becomes family. After this, it's like whatever I can do to plug you into something or whatever I can do to share love, that's definitely what's going to happen. So you guys got to keep in touch with me and let me know what's going on at all times so, you know, that way we can, you know, succeed together because that's what this whole thing is about. That's the whole purpose of the magazine. That's the purpose of the show. That's the purpose of all that I do, you know, to try to uplift. Yeah, to uplift people and empower them, and you seem like you're very powerful. Is there anything you want to, you know, say out there to your viewers, to your listeners, to your supporters, to your mom, your dad, et cetera?
Shout out to everybody who support my music. Shout out to the people who don't support my music but listen.
Exactly.
They
don't know
what
they're missing.
You know, came a long way, and I feel like without y'all, I don't think I would be where I am right now.
Right, definitely.
So.
Yeah, so, you know, you're just going to keep pushing forward and pushing forward. And, you know, I just want to give a shout-out to XK for coming on and taking time for the show, being patient with me, the big head, Miss P, and also for all his supporters and everything. Keep supporting, you know, keep supporting one another. Keep, you know, uplifting one another because that's the only way we're going to succeed in this life is if we support one another with full love and undivided attention. You know, just definitely, you know. So definitely give everybody again, because I like to always keep plugging that. Even your email address, because sometimes, you know, that sticks better than, like, social websites and stuff. Just run down the whole list again of, you know, all your social networks and stuff like that for those who probably missed it the first time.
All right. Twitter is the real SK. SK is spelled ESVKAY. Facebook, Authentic SK without a T, so it's AUTHENICSK. Same with the music page on Facebook and Tumblr, This Usual Education. I also have a YouTube. You could just search SK and you'll get a whole bunch of things. Email address, skbiz@gmail.com. And that's about it.
Sweet. So do you have videos up there that we can look at on YouTube?
Yeah, I have a video for New York Love and also a freestyle video to Touch It by Busta Rhymes.
What? I'm looking forward to that. As soon as the show is over, I'm going on YouTube as I get dressed. That's happening. Totally, because I have an event to go to tonight. I'm sorry. Go ahead, babes.
It's okay. The Touch It music video is shortened, so you have to also, you can look up Touch It by SK by itself, and it's a 6-minute freestyle, so.
Right, so that's good. That's cool. So I'm going to post it on, you know, the Intune show page and on author page and everything like that. You know, we're proud of you here. That's all I can say. Everybody over here got a thumbs up. Everybody's like, yeah, shaking their head over here. So it's definitely a head shaker. You're definitely a beat dropper, and we look forward to all that's to come with you. Definitely. You
yeah, thanks
doing
a
what
lot.
You're doing. No, thank you. Thank you for taking the time. I hate to make this show so short, but, again, I have, like, so many other events that I have to attend tonight. Maybe one night I can get you out to some of them, you know, because you are located in the New York City area, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, definitely. So we'll get up and we'll talk about it or whatever. So, you know, the show is closing down now. So is anything you want to say before the end of this show?
I want to shout out my producer, Rick, and also George Jetson. You know, they definitely are my producers. Island T, they all do my beats that are going to be coming out, all my songs that are going to be coming out. So.
Sweet. Shout out to all of them. Keep supporting SK, everybody. Keep supporting. Keep the hope alive, as they say. This is the Intune Show, and this is Miss P, and you have just heard SK and one of his singles, New York Love. Look forward to all that's to come, SK. You have a good night, and thank you for being on the Intune Show.
All right, you too. No problem.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes, everyone, that was SK, such a well-rounded individual. I'm really feeling his style. I like his swag, as the ladies say. And I look forward to more that's coming on, you know, coming from him and things of that nature. He is part of the family. As y'all know, I adopt everybody once they come in on the show. And, you know, from there, you know, it's just only success stories from that point on. I just want to thank everybody for taking the time to tune in to the Intune Show tonight. Again, that was SK, and you can look him up on Facebook. You can find him as one of my friends. For those who didn't get to write down his information, it's an authentic SK. Can't miss him. He's also going to be featured in one of the issues of the Off the Page magazine. So, again, I'm looking for talent, and when I say talent, there's no limit to talent. If you know how to cook, if you know how to run nonstop for like 2 hours, and there's something, some secrets that you can share with me about that, then definitely email me, Miss P, MSP at offthepagemagazine.com, or the Intune Show at AOL, which is NTUNEDSHOW@AOL.com. Please feel free to reach me and, you know, let me know what your talents are. You know, I would love to put it out there, take it off the paper and off the page. Till next time, this is Miss P. Thank you for tuning in to the Intune Show. God bless.